T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Travelers Championship ending a little bit later than expected because of the hour weather delay yesterday, yeah. But a successful week nonetheless in the most unusual tournament in the 69-year history. Andy Bissett from Travelers is with us now. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Andy.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Ray. How are you this morning?
We're good. We're good. I miss seeing you for a week. But
yeah, I know. I miss seeing everybody for a week. All the media, all the hundreds of thousands of fans that come out. But what a week, hopefully.
More tired when you woke up this morning than you are when you normally wake up on a Monday after the event?
Yeah. You know, Nathan and I were talking last night after we did the trophy presentation to DJ, and we were just drained. It was such an emotional week with all the protocols and the testing and everything else going on, and the players and trying to stay safe, make sure our staffs were all safe, and everybody. I mean, it was just it was a draining week.
Well, and you even found some players that were found to have it, or at least be carrying the virus, and so they had to drop out. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on there, mister.
It was, right. There was, you know, the funny part is that Nathan and I had a testing protocol in place for like our roughly 900 folks with volunteers included and others, and the tour had a testing protocol for their 400, and the protocols all worked. I mean, were we naive enough to think we wouldn't have any positive players? No, we wished, we hoped we didn't. But
yeah, I know. But
they were coming from Texas and South Carolina, and those are places that are surging. And so we knew it. So we were prepared. The docs, Dr. Wolf from St. Francis, heading up the emergency room on site, as he always does, was terrific. And it was really, really well done. And Jay Monahan was actually with us the whole week. The commissioner of the PGA Tour, he and I talked many times a day, and it was just, you know what, it's a different sense of pride this year. You know, we're always proud. I think having DJ win was a sense of pride, but the sense of pride around how careful we were, how prepared we were, and how well the protocols all worked gave me and Nathan and our entire team, and I hope the entire state, a real sense of pride that, you know, Governor Lamont has led a terrific comeback, and our infection rates are amongst the lowest in the country. And this just carried it on. It shows who we are in Connecticut and how good we can be. And we understand all the wearing masks and social distancing and all that. But again, it's a golf tournament. To have DJ as our champion, Dustin Johnson, is terrific. Great guy. And we're all very excited.
Well, and you had so many storylines from a golf standpoint. You had Mackenzie Hughes putting up the lowest opening round in tournament history. Then you had the grand old man of golf and Phil Mickelson taking the lead on Friday, setting the bar for Saturday. Then you had Todd play so well on Saturday. And then Sunday you had DJ, and he wasn't consistent. He had ups and downs. You had Streelman. The Will Gordon story is sensational. 23-year-old kid earns an exemption for the rest of the year. I mean, from a golf standpoint, there were probably as many storylines, if not more, than there are most weeks there.
I agree, Joe. You know, we can talk for an hour about each one of these. And I love Kevin Streelman to death. He is just the nicest guy. He and his wife Courtney and their kids, Rhett and Sophia, are just phenomenal people. And I was pulling for him. I was pulling for DJ. It was confusing for me. But, Will Gordon, what a story. nice young man. I talked to him so many times, and he thanked me so many times because Nathan and I go in a room, and we do the exemptions, and we work really hard to make sure we give young players who are deserving of an opportunity. But there's nothing better, and Joe and Ray, you know this, when you give a young person an opportunity, there's nothing better than when they actually seize the moment and right. they seize the opportunity. And Will did. My God, what a kid. He got his tour card, and I just think this is – it's. There's so many storylines, Joe. We could talk for hours. We could write a book about this year, and given the environment we're all in. But the saddest part, I got to tell you, was no fans and no – sponsors, and every time Nathan and I would go out on the course and kind of look at what we could improve for next year, and we have ideas, believe it or not, it was just eerie. It was weird, but I got to tell you, the last thing is that homeowners were terrific. They'd be out in their decks. Thank God we have 107 homeowners on that course. And they're out cheering on the players, and I'm like, yeah, go for it. And it was just so good to see the enthusiasm and the support for the players. And I hope everyone enjoyed it on TV. It was a really great TV event.
Well, Joe and I were talking about this earlier. And one thing that I did like, I mean, yeah, you miss the fans and you miss, you know, the crowds and all that. But it's the first time because I don't get to go out there except during the tournament. Is like, just what a gorgeous course that is.
Oh, you know, Jeff, the head of the grounds crew, is just terrific, and the work he does at TPC River Highlands is second to none. And I don't have the statistics, but because of the pandemic, and golf never closed in Connecticut, the course got the most play on daily rounds it's ever had up till the tournament. So it's not like the course sat there dormant for 3 or 4 months waiting for this tournament to show up. No, they did a phenomenal job. My one sad part is every Saturday night I go out with the grounds crew and I cut the seventh fairway. But with the weather on Saturday, I chose not to do that. But the grounds crew was phenomenal. The facility, the greens were well cut. All the players said, boy, the greens are so firm, and they liked that. And it allowed for some really good scoring this week as well.
The other thing, and we're talking with Andy Bissette of Travelers, Ian Nathan Grube, the guys who have brought this into a world-class event. The other great thing is the response of your sponsors in that the charity money, which is what you guys are all about, will be there this year. There's not going to be what people might think would be a drastic reduction in what you'll give to the area charities.
No. Joe, you're so spot on, too. You know, last year we gave a little over $2.1 million, and that was a high point ever since 1952. And this year, given everything that went on, we announced last night we're over $1.6 million to the Birdies for Charity participants, to the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp. But we have two new charities for COVID relief and for racial injustice. And we're so proud. We're going to announce the racial injustice partnership this week with the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving and Jay Williamson over there. And we're very, very excited to improve relations between police officers and diverse communities. It's going to be a special thing. And I'm really proud of it. Nathan's really proud of it. And then COVID relief, we're contributing. We're going to make a significant contribution to 4CT, which is a nonprofit that's aligned with the state. And they do PPE, and they do daycare for healthcare workers, and the list goes on and on. It's terrific work. So we had to pivot. We had to do things a little differently. But you know what? In the end, I hope everybody in Connecticut is proud and thinks about coming out next year. And I've put out a challenge. I would love to see us break the all-time record for any sporting event next year. I'd like to get 500,000 people out to the courts.
Good idea. And, you know, set the bar high. I'm sure Nathan was pulling his hair out when he did that. But
he kicked me under the table.
Of course he did.
Said some things. And like I said, Nathan, that's okay. I'll get you the extra help. We'll figure it out. But, you know, I think what we do for charity is so important. But most importantly, I hope everybody in Connecticut is so proud of what they saw and the event that we put on, and everybody that did this is...
Yep, that was universally done. Andy, great job. Get some rest. Thanks.
Thanks,
I'll
Andy.
See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Ray.
All right. Great event. It really came off spot on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.